Hudson Chitterone scored 52 seconds into overtime to give the Greater Sudbury Cubs a 3-2 win over the visiting Espanola Paper Kings on Thursday night at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. The Cubs built up a 3-1 second period lead only to allow the Paper Kings to tie it up and force the extra session. Oliver Smith had one goal and one assist for the Cubs, while Braden Bruce scored twice for the Paper Kings. Late first, Braden Bruce got the Paper Kings on the board first as he got a rebound off a Liam Rompersid shot and beat a sprawling Cubs Noah Mativier that made it 1-0 at 18:37 of the opening frame. In the second period, the Cubs solved Maruá as Samuel Asinawai put home a power play marker through a screen from inside the right point to square things at 1-1. A minute later, Cameron Shanks snuck behind the defense on the big ice and came down the right wing and made a power move that beat Maruá for a 2-1 Cubs lead. Then midway through the period and Cubs on the power play, Oliver Smith put one home, his league-leading 36th, on a quick release from his off-wing on a nice cross-ice pass through the slot from Nolan Newton, which made it 3-1 at 10:18. Late in the second period, Lucas Signoretti was hauled down on a clear breakaway and was awarded a penalty shot. The speedy and shifty forward came in slowly on Mativier and made a dickie to his forward as he waited out the Sudbury netminder for his 34th to make it 3-2. Mid-third, the Paper Kings evened the score as it was Brook again, this time on top of the right circle as he rifled a wrister by Mativier to make it 3-3. Early in extra session 3-on-3 play, Cubs forward Hudson Chitterone scored the game winner on a drop pass from Josh Cavanaugh, beating Maruá to end the contest. The Cubs improved to 3-5-9-1-1, while the Paper Kings dropped to 2-7-1-7-1-0. The local team takes on the Paper Kings once again this evening, February 9, but they'll be traveling down Highway 17 to play at the Espanola Regional Recreation Complex.